Welcome back to another segment of Prayer in the Air. With me is our resident doctor of psychology, Dr. Katie McCorkle, and I'm John Sachs. To provide a better understanding of the conflict in the Middle East and why our men and women are being asked to make the ultimate sacrifice, we've got a special guest.
We're very honored to have with us today Reverend Dr. Naeem Atik, an Arab-Palestinian Christian and an Israeli citizen. There's such a difference between speaking the truth in anger and speaking the truth in love. I know the Catholic New Times has called you the Apostle of Nonviolence.
I want to know how you got that title.
Yeah, I don't either.
What a wonderful way to go through life as the Apostle of Nonviolence.
I think it's very important to begin by accepting people from the background that they come with.
Don't you think it's tragic that the only place on earth people of different faiths, ethnic backgrounds, and races seem to coexist in harmony is at the cemetery?
You know, we live in the world, we need to recognize that we're not living alone. We're living with many other people of different backgrounds, different faiths. And in our own situation back home, we live with Muslims, we live with Jews, we live with Christians, we live with secular people. And it is all our community that we are concerned about, and we have to work together.
We have a phone caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're on the line with Dr. Atik.
Dr. Atik, I know that you've had a vast background and you're pulling together many different faiths, and I would be interested in knowing why you want to do that.
I think it is very important to really reach out to the different segments of our community and work together for justice, for peace, for the well-being of the community. And especially these days, you know, these days we know how inadequate we are when we just stand alone. So we need other people to stand with us, and we need to stand with them. Anytime there are difficulties or there are problems, we really need to stand together to build a better future for our children, a better community for all the people who are concerned. So we have to work on the internal conflicts, internal difficulties, as well as on the external pressures that really come our way. And we feel that the best way is to really communicate, work with, and be in community with other people.
We'll have more from Reverend Dr. Naeem on Prayer in the Air Radio Network when we come back.
Prayer in the Air, 88.7 FM, a community service of Jefferson Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, part of our ongoing commitment to provide a caring environment for you and your loved ones.
I understand that 92% of the people Jefferson buried in 2008 owned their graves 20 to 30 years before they were actually needed.
Oh, that's correct. Pre-need has been going on in the cemetery industry since the 1930s, and you can see that people don't want to leave these things until they're 70 or 80 or leave them to their families. So only 8% of the people we buried last year had to come and purchase graves at the time of a death.
Making arrangements ahead of time is an incredible gift to a family. Not only does it relieve them of having to make decisions at a time when they're feeling extremely upset, but it also prevents a lot of potential family conflict.
One of the nicest gifts we can leave for our loved ones after we're gone is for them not to have to make our funeral arrangements. Stop in today while you're here and ask us to explain all the many benefits of ordering your arrangements pre-need. We have an excellent pre-need package with affordable financing options. Lock in today's pricing, not tomorrow's worry. Leave nothing for your family to deal with in their time of sorrow. When you stop in, also ask how you can post a touching memorial tribute to your loved one right here on this program. Lift their name and memory up in prayer 24 hours a day, right here where it can mean the most. Ask for a memorial tribute only at participating Prayer in the Air locations or log on to prayerintheair.net.